وبين قومنا بالحق وانت خير الفاتحين. اللهم اكرمنا وانت اكرم الاكرمين. يا قوي يا عزيز يا متين. يا الله يا الله انعم علينا برضوانك وجودك وكرمك يا رب العالمين. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Today we're going to call it Joshua Day. Why? He coming today with a lot of questions. And this question, I believe, is benefit to Muslim and non-Muslim alike. It's a legitimate question. It has a lot of roots of knowledge. And let me tell you something about me, Joshua, you do not know. I challenge you in the future. Whatever I said to you, go check it. You will find the roots of knowledge I'm telling you about it, you will find it. And also for all of you, because you will raise some question, I have to tell you already, by only God, the Almighty will, all his question, I did the homework of all his question from 16, 17 years old until almost 19. And I did it deeply, deeply in physical, and knowledge and questioning and you name it and reading. By this way, I did my whole homework. If you met me 20 years ago, I will give you even the date and time and everything, the name. I used to memorize it like crazy. Okay? By this way, and this knowledge, you will not find it from one source. Sometimes you have to dig into different sources until you find the truth. Okay? By this way, whatever you're going to hear from me is my final founding or finding of the knowledge I received after I did all my investigation. Okay? Go ahead. What's the first question?
Which one? Where do you want to start?
Whatever. Go ahead.
Let's start with Egypt.
Egypt?
Egypt.
The pyramid or what?
Why was there so much emphasis on building the pyramids aligned with the sky?
Okay.
UFO hieroglyphics. Also in Egyptology, some of the gods' names, mm-hmm. like Amen, mm-hmm. was a Greek, was an mm-hmm. Egyptian god. It's also a Hebrew word, and in prayer, is it used in Arabic
okay.
also?
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
So these we're calling Egyptian gods. We are polytheistic, and we don't even know it possibly.
No. Okay. What happened is, okay, some of your knowledge is authentic. Some of it is question mark. Why? For example, why did he build the pyramid in this way? And why in this angle? And why does he make emphasis? We know for a fact, historian, at this time, they believe or reincarnation. And they believe is one person died doesn't mean he will be dead. They believe at this time is one day, according to their own will, the soul will come back, visited the body, and this why they used to make the body in mummy, and they used to take all the organ, take it out and pickle it, pickles, okay, as saving. And also they used to save their own jewelry, okay, the most expensive jewelry and wealth, they keep it for them, so when they coming back, they can have their own wealth again. And even some of them, they used the pickles, certain foods they like, okay, and certain bread and all this stuff. Now, the kings, the biggest kings of Egypt, which is, they have all kind of debate, is Ramses the first, Ramses the second, or somebody else, or whatever. They did this one after another and become in the most civilized time of Egypt, they did that. They have a documentary book and a movie about that. And one of the things he did, the pharaohs, when they used to make unbelievable building like that, they used to use many scientific people, many engineering, many worker. But wonder what happened. All the people involved has to be killed. Meaning you come, you do your job. Once the job is done, by the time you finish it, you will never meet anybody. And the only one who knows is the king. And this was used to have a certain door, certain moving wall, and nobody know except the king. And to make sure the king, nobody will deceive him. Anyone designed has to be killed. This number one. By this way, all the inventor, all the engineer, all the worker, once they finish, they have to be killed and they do not know. By this way, and even the one who killing these people, he will be killed too. And he will not know. By this way, the only one can know where it's going where is whom?
The king,
not even anybody else. Number one. Number two, if you study Egyptian civilization at this time, they used to use a lot of measure. They believe it. Now let me give you a piece of knowledge. I do not know if you know it or not. What is the average human being life expectancy? With enzyme, without enzyme, without acid, without no acid, 60, 70 years, and you're finished. And even if you lie in the hospital, you lie in the hospital like a zombie with all the tube in and out, you don't even remember your name. You cannot eat, you cannot drink, but in an accountable book, you're still alive. Okay? Egyptian first, and when you go back, the more you go back in history, people used to live longer, the body is bigger and more stronger. Okay? This is a fact. So when you go back, okay, you find out this. By this way, people have said, oh, look at the dinosaur. Okay, how big Adam? We know Adam. Adam approximately, according to Islamic reporting by God, is approximately, you can consider him 6'7" flight high. This is a minimum interpretation. The good interpretation is almost approximately 10 to 12 flight high. This is how big he is. By the way, the dinosaur is what? It's almost like a rabbit, And also think about this time, when they walk, do you think they will walk like us? They're not going anywhere. But look at the feet of Adam at this time. If he walked from here to Manhattan, it would be like 10-5 steps. He's already there. You see, because they have no transportation. Anyway, by the way, people are so big, little by little, they shrink, and we are the final. We are the shrinking one. Okay? Until you are a midget, it's different topic. Now, and these people, okay, they're using demons. According to Islamic knowledge, authentic knowledge, the average life expectancy of jinn or demons is 2,500 years. What it means? Any baby jinn might be 500-600 years old. In a bottle, but you already have maybe 10-15 master degree or doctor degree. And by the time you forget your names, you're already pioneer in their own self. What it means? They know what you never know. They have the ultimate knowledge. Because they have a lot of knowledge. The more you live, the more you know. You get it? Second, they have no boundary. Boundary in time, boundary in the places. For example, material doesn't mean nothing. Okay? God the Creator is the Almighty One. He created them this way. Meaning, for example, I want to meet you in Japan. They are in Japan right now. You do not need to take a flight, you do not need a visa. In 1 second, you're already there, or less than a second. By this way, you can move from one bottom of the earth to another in less than a split of a second. We know this now for a fact. Okay? This is authentic knowledge. This is why, for example, if you deal with them and you have a friend in Japan and you want, or in Canada or whatever, or Australia, and you want something from them, it's faster than facts. They can let you talk to the person right away. Or they can even steal something from them, just right away. Whatever it is. Also, they can penetrate to human being. By this way, according to Islamic study, read Islamic study, the majority of people have epilepsy, have mental disorder. This is not mental disorder. It's not chemist disorder. It is shayateen or jinn. They can go and tie one channel or do something and the whole thing is a mess. Or they can do it sometime, they can do it all the time. For example, do you remember the man who killed this famous politician in Sweden in a store? It's almost like a year ago. It was a big thing. A man, he was in a store, a clothing store. He sees this woman, he beat her up until she died. When they ask him, Why you kill her? You know what he said? He said, I do not know, but something came to me. It whispered to me and told me to kill her. And he find out after all investigation, something wrong with his head. There's nothing wrong with his head. I met killers in many jails of state in Europe 20 years ago. And I met a boy, like 19 years old. He barbecued 5 children. I tell him why. He told me I used to have whisper. And whatever it whisper, I have to do. Islamically, what it means, the jinn coming, whisper to you, and keep pushing the whisper until become thinking, until make you believer of this thinking. It doesn't mean it's right or wrong. Okay? Now, let's go back to the pyramids. By this way, these people, what they decided to do, they find out they can accumulate knowledge and power beyond anybody. How? By using demons, by using jinn. And this one of the question mark, okay, what they call it, the curse of the pharaohs. What is the curse of the pharaohs? Anybody open a tomb, he died in mysterious accident, or died the same day, or 1 week later, even in England, like somebody, he go to England, and the moment he arrived to England, he died. Or in a boat, he died. Or he go crazy and he died. Or he jumped the boat and he kill himself. Or he burn himself. Or he slide. Or he playing with a gun and he shoot himself. All of them died in less than short time. And they call that, the British, the curse of the pharaohs. They make a lot of movie about that. A lot. And a lot of books. And scientific people make a big study about it. And some groups, they said, the curse of the pharaohs is nonsense. It's just bacteria and different insect over the year. It developed a very strong virus or insect and it go and causing some damage. Okay? Another group said no. They was able, listen to me carefully now, they was able to slave certain jinn or certain demon with certain snakes or even fly or a worm. And once you open the tomb in a certain way, the magic or the demon activated. Real alarm. But different kind of alarm. And once it happened, boom, saturation starts rising. Some people said no, it is the damped air with the leftover bacteria affecting you with hallucination. And the residue of the bone and this and that. Everybody said, when I find out for myself, it's a combination of all of the above. You understand me? Now, when I study the demons in detail, I find out, when you deal with demons, they said is, you can capture one and put it in a jar. It's true, believe it or not. And not another thing. And when the time comes to open, they've been activated. Also, you can make certain magic things, and it can live for a long time, because usually magic do not live for more than 1 year to 2 years. Can you reactivate it? Yes. You need a wake-up call all the time to activate it. Okay? What happens if you want to activate it for a longer time? You put it in a zinc, or a gold, or copper. Once any magic word, you put it in this, it can live for a longer time. This is a preservative. Do you get it? If you want life expectancy of the action to be continued. And what they done, between they said, oh, the way they get their knowledge, they get it from Greek. They used to steal knowledge from the high, sophisticated Greek architect. They said, oh, no. The Hebrew people, they slave them, and they used to have a lot of brain, and they use them. Okay, once you do that, meaning this knowledge was exist at this time. Do you get it? Mm-hmm. Once you argue, meaning this knowledge was exist, and you steal it and use it. But it's not exist. Meaning, even if they use part of the knowledge, it was not the knowledge. Do you get it? Meaning it was a combination formula. Part of it, part, was used by these people, but not the whole thing. Because Egyptian pharaohs was really intelligent more than you imagine. What it mean? We go back to the same thing. they have to use a certain knowledge nobody has. And how do you do that? They take from you 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, and now they're accumulating what nobody has. And once they do that, all the masterpieces of the knowledge, they have to be killed. By the way, nobody will know, nobody can duplicate it, nobody can even think about it. Do you get it? By the way, why does he do all this? For the reincarnation and the power, and ego and arrogance. Later on, and also for something else, over the history, all the king before, they find out, because all the amount of gold and jewelry and all this, by this way, the tomb of all these dead people used to be vulnerable for whom? Thieves. The thieves is not running after the pickles. Okay? No, they're running after the gold and jewelry and whatever it is. Later on, you have the new civilization thief, the thief of the historical things, which is a Britisher did a good job. Richer, competing with German, competing with some Jews, they competing in how to steal the maximum amount of knowledge, and everybody was competing. And this happened in World War I, and a little bit before that, and after that. And if you do not believe me, I will tell you something, it will blow your head off. It will blow your head off. But I find out not too many people get it. Did you ever watch Raider in the Lost Ark? Did you get it? Some of this movie, believe it or not, is real.
Yeah, I heard that Hitler was actually looking for the ark.
Forget about this. But this is something Jews believe about it 100% until this moment. They believe they want the Ark of Solomon. And they believe once you get the Ark, they will get the power. No, listen, I'm an educated person. You like or you don't, you believe or you don't, I can. You go and check it out. This is a fact, everybody know it. And right now, underneath the mosque, the Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, this is what they're digging for it for the last 30 years. There's no doubt about it. To the point, Jerusalem now in the front of you is alive. Underneath it is 100 and 100 and 100 feet worth of tunnel and this and that, looking for the Ark. What about the Ark? It was in the beginning of the movie. This Ark, beginning of the movie, in the Quran. Okay, and this ark has a story. This ark came from Almighty, containing the power of Solomon, Moses, and another messenger and prophet, and the power of angels. But with all respect to all the Jews and all the educated people, you will never find it. It can be in the front of them, but you will never find it. Because you cannot find it by your own brain. It has to be given to you by God's will, not by your will. Whereas with the whole movie within one point, God will. God give it to them, and they believe that in the first place, but they want it back in their own way. It will never work.
So what was in the ark?
When the ark is the skin of Moses.
The skin of Moses?
No, the cane. Okay. The cane of Moses. The ring of Solomon. Okay? And some tablets. And some other things, and with the power of God, it is completely surrounded by, I forget how many thousand and thousand of angels. But the power of God is not like the way we think. Okay? Is all this angel decision? No. Can they go have a Dunkin' Donut and coffee and come back? No. They stay for their own job. They're not like human beings. From the time God gave them a job, they will never leave the job until God ordained it. But according to Islamic education, okay, you cannot dig for a prophet or messenger body. You cannot. He can be in the front of you, but you will never see it. You will never touch it by the power of God. By this way, Jerusalem, Palestine area, you name it, Israel, whatever, is full of the body of Allah, of messenger and prophet over the history. You can dig until you blow your head off. You will not find it. You cannot find it. Who said that? The Creator. Because you will never find him until he ordained it. It's not by your knowledge, it's not by your brain, it's not by scientific, it's not by laser, it's not by infrared. You can infrared until your brain, you blow your head off. I remember in the early 60s, early 70s, Egypt was an economy problem. And somebody said, very big scientific people, they said, the biggest pyramid and the one next to it, it has underneath it tons and tons and tons and tons of gold and jewelry. It can fix all the economy. The president of Egypt said, let's get it. They bring some Japanese company, they bring some German company, they bring all kind of company, and they start surrounding the army, the pyramid, taking picture from ultrasonic, infrared, ultraviolet, this and that, microwave. They did it. They did everything possible. And they go crazy. And even it was famous, some of this equipment burned. Once it sends ray and come back, it burned. And a lot of people get scared and retract. A lot of people, when they get all the data and they compare it, they find nonsense. What it means is all multiple knowledge, not authentic. Some they said, we do not reach it yet. Some they said, it's a different reflection. Some they said, it is again the curse of the pharaohs. Some of them said, because the secret has to continue. And some they said, it's not written yet.
What's so special about gold? You can't eat it.
But you see what happened at this time in the history. Always gold was the biggest things. By this way, that any king used to be owned or carried according to the amount of gold they have and amount of jewelry they have. This historical fact. Everybody have jewelry and gold.
So arrogance again.
But you get it now?
Where?
And this why also, they have a lot of knowledge about the stars. Because if you study in Hebrew and if you study Jin, you always have a mixed relation between stars and the moving of stars and the moving of Jin, and all this is all related. I forget what they call it in America.
Astrology?
Yes, astrology. Believe it or not, you can go to England. They have a college, I forget what's the name of it. It can teach you authentic Jin stuff and make you a real magician. Really? And you're dealing with Jin and everything else. They have a group in California. And you go and you fast for many days, and it was one of the program, and one of the person, he showed you, okay? He have a girl, acrobatic girl. She jumped. And the rope hanging from his own belly was two hook and no blood. He put a hook, big hook. Imagine big hook to his own belly, big hook, another belly, and the girl, a complete full girl, almost 120 pounds, is jumping all over and he's standing like this, and this rope acting like the weight balancer. And it had the whole program about how this man go for many, many fasting before that. He's not fasting to God. Because if you study against demons, one of the ways to prepare yourself is many days of fasting for them. And you eat certain food. And once you do that, a lot of people do not know. I know from my knowledge what it means. What it means, the moment he does the action, you see his body, but the window with the hook is not in his body. Let me tell you something that I'll see now how IQ you have. You remember the reader in the last arc? You remember the actor, I forget his name, when he went to Tibet, okay? And when he went to this a small village near Tibet in India, okay? And he running in a hallway inside a palace. And he's stabbing the roaches and all this, and all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. And he saw the sermon. The sermon of this man, okay, with a cage, okay? And he do like this. And he go to his heart, and he bring his heart, and the heart full of fire, and the man keep doing like this, and after that he put him in fire, and the man is still alive, and everybody do. Do you remember or no?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is, believe it or not, from magic point of view, is true. It's not false. What you see, you can go learn it, and you can do it. But when you reach a certain level, but it has a price. You go to hellfire, and you will never survive and you have to die in a bad death. You have to. I saw it in Egypt. Do you know in Egypt? You know you have mafia in here. Is one family mafia in Egypt. You go give them money and tell them, I want to kill so and so. No problem. You know what they do? They spend some time, this family, and they talk to one snake. And this snake will travel for thousands and thousands of miles and kill you and come back. What is a snake? Is not a regular snake. Is a snake, and living inside the snake is a demon. It's a jinn. Just like the navigator. Don't tell me you give the code and the zip code to the snake, and the snake tell you, okay, I'm going. No, it's a demon he knows, not the snake. The snake, you give it an egg, you give it a loaf of bread, it will swallow. But you give her a code and an address and zip code? No. And the way she looked like and he looked like? There's a very famous family. I can give you the name. You go check it out. Check it back. Yes?
What about the person affected by the magic?
We will talk about this, but let's finish Joshua first. Because Joshua, write it down. Write the question.
Oh, well, where are the
but you get it or no?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where are the jinns from? Are they bad angels or something? Or?
Okay, no. If you remember last time what we said, God the Almighty created major three creatures on earth. Only three. Human being made from clay. But do like this. Are you clay? No. Your origin is clay. And actually when you die and everything go back to ashes is clay. And angels made from light. Doesn't mean they are light. Okay? Because Almighty can take an element, make it something else. Okay? And jinn. And jinn made from the tip of the fire. God takes the tip of the fire and make jinn. And this is why they said it has an instability, fast and burning. But burning not physically. It can burn you mentally. It can drive you nuts.
Why would God do that?
Why does God do that? Number one, Islamically we have a principle. The principle is, you do not ask God about what He do. Okay? God asks you what you do. Why? Because we are so limited. So limited in knowledge. Let me give you an example. Diamond industrial is a big control. You know. Now, do you know, in last 20 years, even if you're high sophisticated into diamond, you will never know between the RCE diamond and Belgian diamond. Because now, they did diamond exactly in RCE lab in the early 60s and 70s, okay, competing the same diamond exactly in here. Because what is diamond? It's a high quality carbon under high pressure and under high amount of heat. And when they start doing nuclear reactor, they find out they can have places with unbelievable heat and unbelievable pressure. They start experiment, they come to it. By this way, right now in the market, you can have a very, very expensive diamond, almost close to Belgium diamond, in the same price, identical, but made in RCA. And you will never know. Except the high, high quality people. And even it can reach up to 100,000 per 1 carat.
Wow.
Meaning no zero defect. Study. I'm not talking from VV1, VV2, V1, V2. Okay? I used to study the schedule. And how much dot of air or dot of carbon left of any defect and what's the difference. Do you get it? By this way, if we, RCA, okay, in America, can make your diamond, the same diamond is made over 1,000 years. Just boom, boom, it's done. By new technology. Did you ever see one of the program about fish in the dark sea? When they zap each other with electric? Where did they get it? They have electric, they have antenna, they have zapping power, they have unbelievable, when they, before they go to the fish, if I want to get this fish, boom, I focus a ray beam and it cook her in no time. This is not, what do you call it, what the movie said? It's not the Green Man or the, what do you call it, the...
Abyss?
No, the famous one now, the metal one. What do you call it? The... What's the famous one they have? It? The... what do you call it? The Max Man or...
X-Man?
Whatever it is. Okay, this fish underneath the sea, if you look at it, by her eyes, the eyes change. Zzzz! Tick! Cooked fish. Steamed one. Barbecue. And what? Thousands and thousands of feet under, with high amount of pressure, so cold, so dark. Where does he get the light from? Imagine one of these fish, excuse me, my electronator is bad, looking for a mechanic underneath the ocean, my battery is not working. If the battery is not working, the fish is dead. Because he cannot see. It's so dark, unbelievable dark. Now, who organized all this meeting underneath the sea? Who give them all this power? You said the fish just denies itself by itself, genetic. And even some of them, they change from one season to another, one place to another. You see, honest to Allah, Joshua, we're so arrogant. We have no respect for the Creator. No respect. You think all is done by itself. Everything is just flying without nothing. You see, if you try to understand things with your mind, you're not going anywhere. It has to be mind and heart. Heart connected to the Creator, and the Creator feed you with the satellite of the Creator, the real knowledge. Not the fake knowledge, not according to you, not according to CNN, not according to Peter Jennings, according to him. Now you have to make a decision. Do you want to believe in the Creator or believe in Peter Jennings? If you believe in Peter Jennings more than a Creator, it's up to you. Go ahead. If you believe in CNN more than a Creator, go ahead. Who living longer, Peter Jennings or the Creator? CNN and the producer of CNN or the Creator? You see, we're so dumb. By this way, what I'm telling you, if you dig from Hebrew knowledge, from Christian knowledge, from Muslim knowledge, from scientific knowledge, from biology knowledge, and you mix it, you will find the truth. Can I mix it with the way I like? You have to. You see, the truth is the truth. For example, elephant is elephant. I cannot say, oh, elephant is not elephant. He's an ant. I like it this way. No, he's an elephant. You see? I cannot see things the way I like. I have to see things the way they are. And respect. Next. What about your first question to me?
Oh, power?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess I'd say, what is power? How do we get power? First, we'd have to define what power is then.
Exactly.
And I think your answer would be in knowing and loving God. But the problem with me is, how can I know?
Don't worry
about
it.
I'll tell you
what NASA said. You like NASA? You believe in NASA? Okay, if you believe in NASA more than the Creator, I will tell you what NASA did and said, authentic, 3-4 years ago only. NASA one time in the New York Times, in the first page, do you know what they said? New discovery by NASA. What's the new discovery, NASA? They said, all this orbiting galaxy cannot run in this completely, systematically way, perfectly, without a huge power station above. Unbelievable power station. Unbelievable power station. Because if you look at them, they're running like ball bearing. Now, if you tell me ball bearing running by itself, you're something, you have to go to a mental institute right now. If you even get a ball bearing, it will never be running. You have to put it in the wind, you have to play it with your finger, you have to put it in the motor. Some power has to move it. Don't tell me ball bearing is run by itself. And even after it runs, Now, if you look at anything now, it's computerized. What it means, you have to get a signal of speed, go to the computer, feed it back, get another feedback to control it in a certain speed and a certain, you know, motion. You agree or no? Because if you just give it power, it will go until blow. Mm-hmm. You see? Ball bearing, you cannot just go give it power. If you give it power too much, it can blow. If you give it power a little bit, it will have a power resistance and it will stop by again. You agree or no? Now, imagine the whole orbit like that, running in a high speed, go study a little bit of galaxy and blow your head off and try to figure out. Like one of the gimmicks, in the Christmas time, they have this commission. Call and send $100 and we send you a letter with certificate of one of the stars under your name. No big deal, because they have billion and billion and billion. If everybody call and get $100, what's the big deal? They will give you a star name somewhere that never anybody heard about it. You're not going to get a bike and go, let me go to my star, find out with my name on the address or not. What it mean? This knowledge is untouchable. Can you finish it? Go study. And when you said, even they speculate by billion of years, light multiplied by the real amount per second, you have no computer can even match it. By the way, underneath the sea, you do not know. Above the sea, you do not know. Underneath the ground, you do not know. What do you know? And you want to be the one. One what? Go right now, take a plane to Latin America. All the way and take a couple of bus until the end. They have unbelievable volcano. It will blow your head off. In South Latin America. So beautiful, so elegant. Unbelievable. Who running the show? Mother Nature? Where's Father Nature? By this way, the real power coming from the power station. Where's the power station? I take you back to Moses. Moses one time, Bani Israel, the Israelite people, they ask him, oh Moses, is your God go to sleep or take a nap? He said, let me ask him. He go, ask God. Oh God, Allah allow Moses to talk to him. Do you take a nap? He said, Musa, take two bottles, hold it in your arm. Tomorrow morning, I give you the answer. The following day, God called him, oh Musa, yes God, where's the bottle? You know, there's no bottle. Bottle is broken in the ground. He said, what happened here, Musa? He said, most likely I took a nap for like split of a second. When you take a nap, you call it muscle reaction. Once you sleep, what happens? Your finger will go relax even for a little bit. Whatever how big you are, how strong you are, how well you are, tick! What happened to the bottle? It broke. He said, yeah, Musa, if the creator take a nap for a second, the whole earth and the sky creeps. By this way, everything running exactly according to the power of the creator. And how you know it? If you're an honest person, you will find out a symmetrical way, a very strong system, unbelievable perfect system all over. Who run it? Who developed it? Who developed the season? Who's doing all this? If you tell me all this running by itself, something wrong with you. Why? Because all this, when something is done some completely perfect on time, meaning it has a maker. Every make has a maker. If you tell me I'm dreaming about Chubby, oh, I find Chubby in the front of my bed. And the Chubby made itself. Mother Nature. Tell me. You cannot even make ice cream just by Mother Nature. You have to have an ice maker, ice cream maker. And if you don't put it in the wrong quantity, you will not get ice cream, you get a shake. You agree or no? By the way, you have Chinese, what do? Rice maker. Can you just get some rice from the grocery store? Excuse me, I want steamed rice. Tick, steamed rice. Or I want fried rice. Tick, fried rice. Everything has a maker. You have to realize that.
Well, what created the creator that we know of?
Good question.
We won't go there.
This, no, this is okay. Okay? And let me tell you what the creator would say. He said, be creator, talk to creator, to creator. Show me who you are. Do you understand
what
I'm
saying?
Okay. Are you a creator?
In some ways, yes. And a destroyer.
What you create?
Whatever I do every day.
No.
Carbon dioxide?
No. This, if you go to the bathroom, you're not creating anything.
That's
called pollution.
Another question. Can I learn how to create?
Wait. Creator, exactly. I will tell you what the creator said. He said, go create a fly. Come talk to me, creator to creator. Create a fly, give it a life, and come talk to me. In the late 80s, early 90s, it was a big mania in all colleges, in all the universities, in all the earth. You know what is it? And until now, robotic. Robotic, and they're trying to balance it. They try to do this, they're trying to do that. I was in this field for a little bit. It blew your head off. If you want to just work in just a finger, how to move it from every angle, it might take you 5-6 years. Mm. And after you move it, it will fall down. Do you remember in the early 90s, one time in the news, they said, we fix all the mother problem. We introduce a robot. A robot can make for you a coffee, can make for you tea, can vacuum the floor, and do whatever you want. And the first one, they burn one lady. They stopped. He put the coffee in the wrong pan. And it fell down in her lap. That's it. No more robot.
So we have potential to make artificial intelligence here?
What's that?
Do we have potential to make artificial intelligence?
Sure.
And then we could become a creator?
No. You become dumb. Okay. In 1990, believe it or not, the man sitting in front of you, one of the main computers in West Point Military Academy was belonged to me, meaning I'm the engineer to go maintain it. You know what the room is? High security clearance. You know what is that? High artificial intelligence. What is the high artificial intelligence? It's a bunch of computers getting data from the satellite, go to the computer, crunch it according to the program, and many big people with big wise knowledge sit in the front of the screen, try to get understand the data, and try to do it. How many times we was wrong?
No.
By this way, America has unbelievable artificial intelligence. Unbelievable! In many, many areas, they have unbelievable state-of-the-art artificial intelligence. They're doing it by infrared, they're doing it by pictures, they do it by the heat sensor of the earth, they do it by many, many ways. And according to all the statistics, they can assume or know how much physical body in this room, from what time to what time, all is done. This is not creation. You're not creating anything.
But if we were able to clone a body that could think for itself, and I don't even think we
you know
really
what you're
think.
Trying to do now? You go into philosophy.
Yeah.
And try to avoid reality. And assuming. Okay? By this way, do yourself a favor. Philosophy by itself is not true. Is not knowledge. Philosophy, if you study, is the aspect of some people, like theology, like a theory. Even it is. Go in any dictionary. You can set all kind of beautiful knowledge and tell, this is my theory. Go to Washington, D.C. I take you right now to Washington, D.C. To what's the big one? What's the name of it? Smithsonian. Okay? And when you read the fine print underneath all the a dinosaur. Our thinking is real. When you look, imitation according to the theory of so and so. This done in the lab such and such. Meaning all this is nonsense. It's fake. They have couple of bone, only couple of pieces of bone is real. And the rest is homemade. With a theory. And this theory with homemade knowledge, every 10, 15, 20 years change. Anything changes is not a real. Now, if you want to be humble to yourself for a moment, think about it for a moment. Just was that. What happened to his soul is gone. Now you play philosophy or no philosophy, you're finished. Or a virus, or a knife, or a car.
Well, I guess
That's right. Can you control yourself really? Can you control your life and death? Okay? Where's your energy? Do you know, according to all the scientific people and different civilizations, what they do? Even the old Indian, the Indian, if you watch a lot of Indian, American movie with the Indian, meaning the red Indian, they used to call them the Great Spirit. Do you know what they mean with the Great Spirit? The Creator. You see? If you go to Walt Disney section and get all this like Alaskan Bear and Journey to Alaska, I used to buy all this videotape for my kids. And they show you this man. There are one girl and one boy, they were smashing the boat, and they are somewhere in Alaska, and they're going to be frozen, and all of a sudden he saw a dream, and the dream said, the wolf follow me, and the wolf is the sensor of the power of the Great Spirit. And they believe, if you study that, the belief is, the Great Spirit will send you the help to save you and guard you. Now go to them and find out what the Great Spirit. The Great Spirit, believe it or not, is the Almighty Creator in their own perversion. You see? And when they do boom, 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 they're not calling now God. No, they're calling the Spirit. What meaning now? They're calling ghost. What mean? They're calling magic. You see? By the way, every civilization, when they stray a little bit and they want some power, they go to demons. And demons coming, ooh, power! You see? If I take you now to Egypt or different area or go to some of these people, believe me, they can make your hair come straight like this, like Michael Jackson or somebody else. Okay? Because what happened, you can sit in a room dark and you can see light and fire, you can see all kinds of things, you can sense where it's coming from. Hashem, she exists. But is this real power? No. According to my knowledge, if you want to hear it, the real power belongs to the only power. And the only power belongs to the Creator. You know, how old are you, Joshua?
28.
When I was 17, I never forget it. You know, the early 70s and late 60s and the hippies? And one of the songs was what? A beautiful song. You can go check it. It said, who stops the rain? Who stops the rain? You understand me? Go close the window in the back. Okay? Who can bring the rain? Who stops the rain? Is this question is not enough? In the early 70s, early 80s, it was a big, big project in America and Europe. Do you know what this project is? When they came with what they called the electron gun. Did you hear about it? And they tried to make a massive electron gun. And they said, how the wind move clouds from one location to another? By different ion system in the air. By different electric system in the air, the wind move, creating different electric static, and getting together, acting like a capacitor, and they give it a charge, and the whole scenario. They said, okay, we can stop the rain. How? We can shoot the cloud by different way and make the cloud move from one location to another, or we can speed it in the back to move it to one location. And this was a big project. My biggest sister was involved in it. She was a big chemist in Egypt. And she used to tell us, we're going to move the cloud. We're going to do this. We're going to have a map which cloud go to where and how much water will go. It was a beautiful talk. Wow, we're going to move the cloud. And we have electron gun, zzz, move this way, move this way. But all was a theory in a paper, in a lab. Did you ever heard about it? No. And even it was then about the army. And even Israel have some of that. They said, in a certain time, we will come with electron gun. What is that? It's a gun. They will shoot the air with certain amount of concentrated either ion or proton or whatever, causing the air to be negative or positive. You see? And they have it. It exists. And this is not new knowledge. This is 20, 30 years knowledge. But the main thing is how to generate it in a big, massive area. But the problem is that they said, if you do that, it might affect you, the one you're shooting. Because it has to be a very long distance. And if it's long distance, it loses the power. And they came to all kind of situation. They use it in a small period of time, in a small, compact places, and they stop it. If they have it in a massive way or don't have it, I do not know. But I'm trying to tell you how the human being is very weak. What happened to the frozen body? What happened to the nitrogen frozen body? And they said, if you froze it, it would be fine, better than a mummy. Okay, but you study, if you froze in a body for a certain amount of time under nitrogen, it's gone. What I can tell you, we do not want to respect the Creator, really. We somehow, like, we try to avoid Creator. We want to believe I can make it. Same thing with the UFO. Same thing. Like I tell you before, jinn can appear and make all kind of scene. How you know? Because actually, if you study jinn, jinn also can reshape themselves. You remember this movie? It's a cartoon movie. It's very beautiful. What do you call it? The Other Side of Something, or the Other Side of the Time, Time Something. It was a very beautiful cartoon. Anyway, and they show you all this creature, it coming all of a sudden. If you can create all this in a movie, imagine the real creator. You see, imagine you as a human being, how much million and million of dollars to make a cartoon movie. And how many years, and how many engineers, how many computer, how many equipment. And all what you have is a drop in the ocean, not even a drop.
So, according to Islam, in the 70 years we're here for about, what should we really do?
What you should do? You should recognize, number one, who's your creator. Why? Because you need the food of the soul. You see, you worry about the sugar, you worry about the diet, you worry about calorie. What about your soul? What about the food of the soul? Did you ever see a supermarket said food for soul? We have 50% off today. And anybody can give you that is a wacko. Yes, you can go to China, Japan, India with some wacko and tell you, yes, I have. And you will get nonsense. You will get some drugs. You will get some mushroom. You see, it will put you on this anything, you will believe you are flying in a UFO by yourself. You see?
But do you think Creator wants us to try to find out how to use technology or just be simple and humble people?
Okay. The Creator said, look at the earth. Look to all the nation and creation before you. They were more powerful than you. Look what I done with them. By the way, according to Quran, all the leftover of any civilization, the Creator left it, not because he missed it, not because, you know, his angel, you know, oh, we miss one, the Creator, we cannot do it, it's so powerful. No, he missed it not as a missing. He left it, he said, I left it as a sign, as a reminder to show you what I done for the people before you and what you will do. Look at Baalbek, go to Lebanon. The biggest stadium in Baalbek is mountain. Rocks. When people used to make garden in the mountain. If you try to do it today, believe me, it will take a nonsense amount of years. How does he do that? If you go to Upper Egypt and see just some of the temple and somehow big the pillar, Allahu Akbar, it takes them years to move one statue. I forget, 10 years. To move one statue. And they have to cut it into pieces because no crane can bring all this rock together. How is he carrying it 3,000 years ago or 5,000 years ago? If you with the ultimate pioneer Mitsubishi whatever brain, okay, you cannot get a crane to move one rock. How is he did it with a bunch of dumb people? Is this not a sign? What about the people in Yemen? The garden. The Creator talk about it. By this way, all the earth full of signs. What happened to them? Where's he been? And even another verse he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, did you hear anything about them? Did you hear any whisper from them? It's finished. It's not even psst. Did you ever go past in the grave and tell you, psst, excuse me, I need to touch something. I'm so thirsty. 2,000 years, I forget my Pepsi. Or I need a coffee, give me a coffee and cigarette. I'm not so lonely in here. Did you ever see something like that? No, finished. It's gone. I've been to all this stuff, Joshua. I've been to it. I saw. It's unbelievable. It's scary. You know what is scary is? I'll tell you what's scary. Do you know now? If I take you now to the pyramids, okay? I can take you to one of the tunnels. And I tell you, go, Joshua, take a flashlight, and you never come back. Wow. Yes. Even the tour guide. The tour guide can take you to a certain alley, and he take from you $10-$15 for 5-10 minutes. If you try to play intelligent, and you said, okay, let me skip it. Once every 2-3 days, one of the tourists vanish. Never come back. Sometime, later on, the smell stink, and they go and they find dead somewhere. When you start to play, and look at you with a wise bye-bye, and this intelligent, and microwave, and infrared, and ultrasonic, this woman does not have none of that. But it's where God challenging you. Said, look at them, and look at you. I can challenge you now, Joshua. Make it a real authentic, not television, not United States government. Real authentic knowledge about the life expectancy in America. And I take you to any raw area, in any mountain. You find they have hut much higher. Why? Let me tell you what I did when I was younger than you. Very younger than you. I did my investigation to find out any country spend money in technology, the ending is coming. More hospital, more sickness, more diseases. In 1977, it was a study in here. Texas and California, they have diseases unbelievable. And one day I'm visiting my sister, the oldest one, in the college. And I'm ready to play in one of the, like a box. She didn't, don't touch. I said, what happened? She told me I'm breaking one of the auto. I said, what? She said, I'm breaking the auto. I said, and what you do? She said, I'm breaking the auto. I take one of the proton or neutron. And I said, okay, what's the left? She said, I have to ground it or I have to fly it in the air. They make a tunnel, scientifically, under the ground to leak the leftover of any one of this. This is a tunnel of transistor and chips, IC. Okay? To make transistor and chips in this time, you have to break the cell. Once you break the cell, wonder what happened. Do you know what happened? One of the part of the cell, you have to destroy. Wonder what happened in Texas and California. They did two things. They leak it to the ground, and they make a big, big chimney in a certain height to let it go up to the air. I asked my sister. My sister was really a pioneering chemist. I said, and what happened? Wonder what happened. The leakage go and become oversaturated like Nevada. And after that, go to the neighboring state. And causing skin cancer and all kind of birth defects. If you don't believe me, go study this topic by itself. Look at Nevada and what happened in Nevada. Look at California or Irving, California. In the late 80s, Joshua, I have a beautiful job and I have a big offer with almost $35,000 to $50,000 extra just to move. To where? To Colorado Springs in Colorado. And I was a little bit like you in a fanatic way about health, and I find out Colorado Springs, it has another name. The garbage dump of the cloud of California. It is the first valley after California. That's when all the garbage coming in the cloud, boom. Hey, did you hear anything from me, Awako? Is correct or no? Did you do your homework about that?
I think they also have uranium rocks there that people
live in. Unbelievable, all kind of stuff. Don't worry about uranium. George Bush did it. Because North Iraq full of very rich uranium. George Bush, people think he's going for oil. He's going for much, much more than oil. He's going for uranium. This is very well known. But you see, we have a say, Islamic religion.
play game with whom? With the creator. He will get you. A soul leader. No arrogant, no oppressor ever will really win. Win well. You're going to die as soon or later. You like it or you don't. And you're going to meet the creator. Don't ever think you're going just to go for a reincarnation or going to Japan or going to Buddhist temple and say, excuse me, I'm not coming with you. You leave, you leave. If you do not like what I said, go to any hospital, watch people dead. I will challenge you. All of them die the same identical way. It doesn't matter what disease. Did you ever see one? How?
Two ways. I saw my dog die 2 weeks ago, and the person in the car had 2 weeks.
Do you see him dying?
Yeah, well, I watched the dog just die. Yeah.
No. If you watch it really systematically, I will teach you right now. Anybody want to play dead? You want a brain to play dead? Okay. Now, what you do is, think about this is a head, this is a feet. Okay? Human being, chicken, animal, whatever. Okay? You find always vibration start in the feet. And this vibration keeps shaking, keeps shaking, keeps shaking, and it go out. Once it go out, person is cold like a piece of rock. What happened, Joshua? Energy. Call it energy. Some people call it energy. The spirit, the soul, whatever is gone, call it power. What happened to your eye? It used to be seen. You can see no more. Unless now I'm an organ transplant, tick. Joshua's eye is nice. I go sell it for 100,000, 50,000, whatever. Quick. Before it die. No.
It's not going to work.
You do not understand.
It's dead.
Once a person is dead, you cannot see. But you can take the eye quick before it cools down and take it, run it to a hospital, and you can put it back to a live person. What makes the eye now work? In here, when the person is dead, it cannot see. But once you connect it to it, see why you have power. The battery is working. This battery is dead. Can you connect this dead body to a tornado? Can you? A generator? It never happened, Joshua. Don't be a philosopher. It never happened.
I think so.
It never happened in history. Nobody ever to challenge it. But as we do yourself a favor, it will never happen. You like it or you don't. God said, whatever how much you think you will live, you're going to die. You believe or you disbelieve this is the truth. And you're going to meet me. Okay? By this way, where is the power coming from? The owner of power. Who is the owner of power? The owner of power is the ultimate power, the only power, the ultimate power is the only one, the creator is Almighty. The more you connect it to him, the more you connect it to the power station.
And how do we do this? Sincerity.
No. Number one, you recognize him. Number two, you humble yourself to him and recognize you are weak. You need him. He doesn't need you. You need him. You see, he doesn't need you at all. You are a number. You're lucky if he chooses you. And you are not lucky if he do not choose you and open your system, open your eyes to the reality. Because why? Because the whole creation is a trial. What he said, a verse in Quran, he said, we create you as a trial to each other. Are you going to be patient? And I'm all seeing. I know. What about the oppressor? What about the killer? What about this? What about that? Leave them. Everything has a time. Everything has a time. Nothing is forever. You will never have power forever. Never. Nation, individual, collective, you will never have power forever.
I think love is also another thing to strive for.
What's that?
Love.
You came to a beautiful question now. I said this in India, I said it to many places. I said people today think, okay, the power of fear is the one control people. But this very limited. Very limited. This is the most weakest power you can have. And always
it will have a side effect very severely against you. Any nation oppressing any nation, believe me, the pressure of this pressure causing side effect will really get you so bad. As soon or later, even if it go for 200 or 300 years, it will get you. By this way, if you study, even from psychology, sociology, or name it, any knowledge in life, historical fact, you have two major power: the power of fear, the power of love. Which is the greater? The power of love. Because the power of love make you move, make you do, make you willing to do anything. What about the power of fear? The power of fear, I can put you in a corner, that's it. I put a gun, okay, can I put the gun forever? And even if I put the gun forever, you would be dead anyway from a hunger or from anything else. You see?
I think one of the first commandments is love God with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your soul. I think it's the point is just to love, to learn how to love first your Creator and to be here, and then you can love yourself and others.
Why? Because the Creator is the only one give you knowledge about yourself, not you. You do not have the map. He has the map. He has the genetic map. He has the real map. He has everything. Mm-hmm. You know Him. You serve Him. Because love, you're jumping now. Can you just go and say, I won't love you? Yes, you can do that. But I can tell you, excuse me, why you won't love me? Show me. Show me your sincere love. Because today, actually, a lot of people do not know the word love. Their love is fake. I discovered in 1979 when I came in here, when I found many people said, I love you. I said, you know something? This is not love. I said, I need you. I need this. I need that. This is not love. Love is a giving. Without no price. You're willing to give. Why? The respect and love of this being. Why? Because also something Islamically is said. You will never love Allah, the Creator, until you know Him. Because you cannot live with it. You cannot love something dumb. You cannot love a garbage can until something wrong is your mind. You have to love quality. By this way, the more I know about your quality, the more I love you. By this way, real love coming with what? Quality. For example, you saw a girl or you saw a man. Oh, I like him. I love him. This fake. Very fake. Do not even survive forever, whatever. Look at the bar. Every day, a girl said, oh, I love him. Following day, what happened? He's not good.
That's lost.
Minus one day. But real love coming from quality, and quality needs a relationship. The more you know about the person quality, the more you love. And this why, if you know the Almighty, you will find He have unbelievable quality, untouchable quality. He shower you with His quality every single moment. Now, who deserves to be loved? Him or somebody else? The only one deserves to be loved is Him. But as He said, you will never love Allah unless you know Allah. And you will never know Allah unless you learn His knowledge and His message. Because you see, if you go to a professor and say, I love you. He said, okay, did you read my books?
No.
Do you know me?
No.
Excuse me. I have many people just met me in my life and said, I love you. I said, you are a liar. If you do not know nothing about me, how you love me? Because real love coming from relationship, from knowing the person, from interacting with the person, from the quality of the person. By this way, if you honest person, if you sincere person, if you're a legitimate person, you love quality. Unless something wrong with you. You see? If you something wrong with you, no problem. But if you're really honest, you love quality. Normal human being love quality.
And normal. New York is different.
Don't worry about New York. New York, let me tell you something. I'm a person, I did my investigation. Okay? I lived in New York from 1979 to mid-80s, or early-80s. And you know what I found out? People in New York, okay, let me give you a piece of knowledge before I say that. World Trade Center, the two tower, used to have a two big antenna. In early-80s, they did a study. They found the majority of people working downtown, they go to psychiatrists. And they have a lot of headache, and they take a lot of Tylenol, and a lot of, anxiety. And they came to two conclusions.
between the microwave, the short microwave signal from the two tower, the earthy one, because you have air one and you have the harmonics one in the earth. This is, it is nobody see it, but it really affects your body. Add to that, you find out, is a relationship between living or working for many long hours in a high tower building, because you are pressured under certain pressure and airtight. And you find out when you work there for a long time, you're not normal. It gives you side effect. Also, in the early 80s, you did a study about how much effect when you sit in the front of the screen of a computer. They did another study about, and this happened by the spy of Russia, over one of the equipment we used to have in Washington, D.C. When Russia went and stole a lot of microcode by another apartment. Why? We find out is every computer has a leakage. And they discover a system. They can read the leakage of the microcode coming out of the computer. And after that, it becomes by federal law. All the big computer has to have grounded completely around it to have no any leakage signal outside. And even the sophisticated computer, we used to put it in a cabin, a ground cabin inside, extra, to completely ground all the signal. By the way, anybody coming outside cannot read nothing. Am I right or wrong, Joshua? Mm-hmm. Okay, now imagine you standing or sitting in the front of the computer for a long time. Do you think you are free? No, you're not free. You have a zapping of microwave. You have a zapping of a lot of ultrasonic signal. And you have a zapping of a lot of harmonics. You have a zapping from the phosphor of the screen. You have a zapping of the handle. And they find it, it affects the shoulder and the muscles and nerve system. A lot. You add to that the pressure. You add to that your eyes are stuck. You see, all this, you think you are normal? No.
Yeah, technology is,
you see,
ruining us.
It's ruining us.
But while we're here, we need money to be able to survive, find a wife, have love, and then hopefully move
this
back.
This is lunatic. Because if you go now to villages with some crops, you still have a wife and live and die asleep and everything. You do not need all this complicated.
No, but we're here in New York, stuck.
No, don't say that. Because actually I did my study also. All the people live in New York after 10, 15 years, believe me, they leave. Unless you are downtown every day in a disco and you're having a lot of drugs, you will still live, don't worry about it. Until you have AIDS or you have hepatitis C, you will still here until you die, don't worry about it. But the majority go to North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, you see? Okay, and some people even went north. To Vancouver, okay, and all this area.
Upstate.
Yes, you see, some people even left everything and go to New Hampshire. You see, I'm a traveler, I meet people. I'm not talking to you from Peter Jennin, no. I'm talking to you from reality. I travel, I saw. I met a man, he was an engineer, a friend of mine, from Washington State. Do you know what he did? He told me something, it blew my head off. Let me tell you this piece of knowledge, I hope you have it. In Washington State, it's famous by what? What's the famous animal in Washington State, human being, eat it, and very famous?
Washington
State, not Washington DC.
The famous animal?
Yeah, famous animal of Washington State, and this area, northwest of the United States, is very famous. You find one library in Queen Boulevard. It has a name of it and a statue. Elk. Elk.
What is it? Owl?
Elk.
Elk.
Now, what is the elk, Ambrina?
It's like a deer.
Exactly. It is a deer of the family. Family deer, but bigger. It's almost between the horse and the donkey size. Okay? With a big horn. They eat it. And you have the buffalo. And you have what else? Buffalo, elk, one more. And they eat it there. I remember in the early 80s, one family, they had a buffalo as a baby pet and become so big, and one day it came running after a baby in the living room, it crashed everything. Almost 1,000 pounds.
Wow.
Imagine, look how human being. Anyway, this man, you know what he told me in Washington State? Okay? He told me
I do not have a refrigerator. I said, why? He said, we have an old-fashioned refrigerator. I said, what is your old-fashioned refrigerator? He said, our houses, we dig a hole underneath. And we hanging the meat, okay, and we cure it, and we eat from it the whole year. Huh? By this way, is this people need microwave? No. Do you need all this refrigerator? No, underneath the ground. In Egypt, in South Egypt, they have bread. This bread, they call it the sun bread. What is the sun bread? You make the bread, you dig a hole in the sand. In the middle of the day, you put it inside, it gets cooked. You keep it for one day. You come back, I hit you in the head, I kill you. If one of this bread, I hit you with it, I kill you. Not I hurt you, I kill you. It's really strong, you cannot believe. And this bread can live for years.
How do you eat it then?
Listen. They take the bread, they soak it in water when the time comes. After they soak it in water overnight, they put it in the sun for a few hours. It becomes fresh. Look at, you see, if you go around, you see unbelievable things, Joshua. I was traveling from Egypt to Libya. In early 70, my father, may Allah give him mercy in the grave, he died. I went to visit him when I have some people with me who was very sick. And the bus driver, he decided to take us to one of the tents of the one of the Bedouin in the area. They took him to one of this like old man medicine. Listen to what I saw. Okay? This old man, he did a couple of things, he touched a different touch, and he had a boy. Very young boy, like 6-7 years old. He tell him, go. He give him a map. You know what the map is? A map of a different cactus. Okay? And every cactus has a name. Exactly like human being. That's why he tell him, go to so-and-so, for example, Jack, take his arm from all the way down in a certain time in the day. You go to cactus, and different cactus can be very delicious, different cactus can be poison, you name it. And orthopedic, you can name it. You know what he did? With a very sharp knife, he took a piece of cactus, he slid it. He come to Joshua's feet, tick, he give you one, tick, he give you one, the blood going on, he tie your feet with cactus. Lie down the way you are for one day. After one day, all the problem is gone. Sucking power, vacuum. What I study later on, I ask my sister, what's going on? She said, the way cactus go in a certain time of day is so concentrated, it push and give pressure. It's almost like injection in a slow motion. Mm-hmm. And in a certain time in the day, it becomes no pressure at all. It makes the blood, the body go and use the cactus tubes again as what? A draining. You tell me now you know better than them? Go. Go to Israel, go to the uptown, go to all the sophisticated ones. Look at the amount of diseases all over. And look at these people, they live and die 100 years. None of this, what we have.
How are they figuring it out?
How? This is... If you study history, they inherit it. Okay? Let me tell you something else. I do not know if you get it. You can go to Walmart, go to Barnes & Noble's, it's a book called about tsunami. It's 880, 8 or 899 or something like that. And one of the story inside this, find out, not me, this completely American book written by American author. They find out the only people who were saved in tsunami, people in the jungle. Do you know why? Huh? Quick.
They followed the animals.
That's it. Where does the animal get the information from? From the satellite of the Creator, he said so in Quran. Mm-hmm. And this is the ultimate accurate knowledge. I learned it when I was young, 5-6 years old. I was going to the beach, and one fisherman, he told me, go home quick. I said, why? He told me, the Noah is coming. What is Noah? He said, the storm is coming. I said, I want fish. He said, all the fish going home now. Everybody's running. I said, how do you know? He said, you see this fish? When I see this fish, it's coming in 45 minutes, identical. Go home, quick. I go home, I'm looking to the clock, 45 minutes the storm is coming.
Wow.
And this fisherman, he never studied or read or anything. I learned from this man, you cannot believe it. He used to look in the leaves of the tree, and he tell me what's going on. How's the wind getting together?
Hailstorm is coming. When? How? Where? Until now, I used to teach my children, I used to teach people around. Look, from the way it moves, I can teach you a lot. But who allowed all this knowledge to pass? You tell me, this fish now, her mom tell her, come here fish, before I die, I have to give you my will. When this knowledge comes, I want you to go to the cave and this area, come on. Oh, no, it is genetic. You tell me in genetic map all the storm coming in the next 10 years? What about when they migrate? You see, we are so dumb and arrogant. Fish immigrate at least twice a year, all of them. Do you know, if I take you now to a fish market, I tell you which fish is male and female. And I tell you which one was the most delicious. You know why? Because when fish is mating, they stop eating. They fast for 30 days to 40 days, all on fish. By this way, if you really want to eat fish, eat the fish in the time of mating. How you know there are fish in the time of mating? Number one, it would be the cheapest in the market. Number two, the belly will be full of eggs or first sperm. This is the fish you eat. Why? You do not eat. And when you do not eat, what it means, Joshua? No pollution. No pollution. No dirt. Nothing. By this way, you eat it now after it cleanses itself for many, many weeks. What else do you want? It has less odor, less smell, strong body, because before they go for mating, they eat for 2-3 months to build fat. To able to travel for a long time. Excuse me, hi, I need a taxi, I'm going to... Did you ever see something like that? You know what I mean? Like, we really need to wake up. If you study the cycle of sardine, you will believe in the creator. If you study the cycle of salmon, you will see, not king salmon, no, salmon, the fish. It will blow your head off.
You have 8 minutes.
Do we have really respect to the creator?
Well, we'll work on those two that you gave me.
Okay.
Recognize him, be humble, where we can.
But recognize him according to whom, you or him?
Recognize him, respect.
Wait, recognize him according to whom? Where you get the knowledge from? Your knowledge or his knowledge? His knowledge. You cannot respect me and tell me I'm not going to listen to you, but I'm going to respect you. How? Imagine I get a TV. I'm not going to respect the company, but I'm not going to read the manual. I'm not going to touch it. Your turn. Any more questions?
Okay. I guess one more that we could all appreciate since we're all students. Do you have any special technique to help us memorize school subject matter easier?
Okay. From biology point of view, okay, nuts. Not to be nuts, eat nuts.
Nuts.
If you study nuts, nuts containing different vitamins and different mineral would help you to fresh your brain. Not to flush it, to like stimulate it and okay? What you do is go under nuts and study which nuts containing what. Believe it or not, peanuts is very healthy. Cashew, hazelnuts, okay, pistachio, okay, all these nuts. But is high cholesterol too. But different kind of cholesterol. Okay? How you can avoid that? Very simple. Japanese green tea and eat a lot of good salmon. But don't overburn it or fry it. Bake it or make it light. Why? The omega 300. And believe it or not, eat carrot, but live carrot, not dead carrot. You know what I'm talking about. Not Pharaoh's carrot, the one in the supermarket. The one in the supermarket, they're making carrot like mummy. They give it to you $2 for $1 in a bag, but all the vitamin is gone. All the thieves steal it in the refrigerator. But what you do is, you get the carrot in a bunch. Yeah. And make sure the bunch is still green.
Yeah.
If it's still green, and it's still wet and nice and it's not too dry, mashallah, this has vitamin left. But don't cook it and over, no. Eat it or juice it or whatever you want.
I don't even peel it, I just wash it.
No, don't eat it.
Because it's in the skin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. What about chemical? Just have antidotes.
There are chemicals on
there. All over.
What are we going to do?
You cannot go anywhere. Even if, you see, even if you go to South Australia, you're not going to be safe. Because South Australia, believe it or not, in the early 80s, America and Russia did a lot of job with a lot of nuclear and different, yeah. And no more.
There's a lot of uranium out there.
A lot of everything.
I have a map of it.
Unless you take a shuttle or job, squeeze yourself somewhere and go to the moon and watch everybody in here and that's it. And even then, I will tell you bad news. Okay? America and the shuttle, according to some people, they have experiment of developing different nuclear waste dump, you know, overseas in the planet.
With all our technology, I'm sure we can come up with something within 200,000 years to get rid of the nuclear waste.
By the time it would be dead.
Yeah, that's why they don't care now, but we should care.
You see, a few from here, a few from there, if you study what happened in Washington State, Oregon, about all the nuclear plant and what happened into the villages and the people around, you cry. You cry so bad. By the way, what we produce, what benefit, for what? To make ourselves arrogant and be the muscular people? Yeah. And is this the way we rule the earth?
Well, you know what it's all for, women. That's because every man wants women. Money gives you power to get women.
You think George Bush, he wants women? I don't doubt it. He can bear the bite.
Look at Clinton, he did a good job.
No, Clinton is different.
George Bush doesn't know what he wants, his father's...
No, George Bush, if you look at him, I was looking yesterday, no, the day before, to what his name,
Blair.
Do you know they walk identical now the same?
Maybe they're together.
Really, they look identical the same. You know why? Both of them have 120 milligram super duper Argan. You know, they walk like this. And the chest.
What would you say about their nature?
Nature? Arrogant.
Yeah.
Arrogant. It's boiled bread arrogant.
Yeah.
I have no doubt, really. It's boiled bread arrogant. Look at the people around them. They cannot have good quality people. They have to go... They have to get puppet around them. Anybody with a good personality, smack them, I want somebody else. They cannot take good personality people. They're so weak. Because the arrogant person is weak internal. Strong external, very weak internal. Alaykum as-salam. It answer your question, Joshua? Now, you are on Long Island. I will give you a question of no way you can miss it. Go to any beach nearby.
I live on the beach.
Okay. Look to the ocean. Look to the wave. Did you ever study the wave and the effect and where it's coming from? Who affects the wave?
The waves.
Wind, water, Joshua. I was thinking you know.
Wind.
Moon!
Moon, wind, yeah.
No, not wind, moon!
Tides.
The tide, that's it. If studied, it will blow your head off.
What?
This part, studied, it will blow your head off.
Yeah.
Where is the satellite of the moon connecting the wind? And connecting... You see, it's all theory, but it's real. Who controlled it? When you really study it, you will end up either so arrogant or surrender and said, "Oh Creator, you are the master."
There's a physics experiment I did when you take two metal ball objects about this far away, and you can actually measure the gravitational pull and attraction to each other.
But you see,
so everything has energy.
Okay, but you see, all this energy, you do not produce it. You do not create it. You just, Allah, the Creator, allow you to know it or know a part of it. If you study electronic, they tell you, electron is running this way and proton is running this way, but you never see it. You see the effect. By the way, the bottom line today, we have to humble ourselves to the Creator. We have to realize we are made, not a maker. He is the maker. We are made. Made?
Made.
Made.
It's all good.
Don't forget, it's good. To sound good. Maker and make.
This is my, what do you call it, King English. They call it the Queen English. I have King English.
I make my own words up, yeah. It's okay.
One day, one sister, she tried to use my word and put in the computer for translation. It didn't work. He said, unrealizable language. By this way, you really want love of the Creator, you want power, you want the sensor, you want the scene, you want the ultraviolet, infrared, microwave scene of the unseen, you have to go to Him, He gives you all that. Can you go to colleges and get all the equipment? No. He has to give it to you. And the only one He gives it to you. Now the question would be, why He will give it to you? Because He loves you. Why He loves you? Because you surrender more. You humble yourself more. You see, if you work for a manager, and the manager see you really devoted to him, the more you devoted, the more he give you salary. Mm-hmm. The more he give you vacation. The more he give you status. Mm-hmm. But if I'm acting lunatic, and I tell him, I know, I don't want to hear anything from you, he will fire you, he will kick you out. Yeah. Humble and humility is the key. Any question? Wait, be patient with it. Because this finished, right?
Yeah, 2 minutes left, I believe.
2 minutes. Okay, do you have another tape? MashaAllah, good girl. Good thinking. You see, we should be ready. I do not have. Call. You know, call Ghostbusters. You know Ghostbusters? You remember the movie? There's another one. Believe it or not, it has a lot of truth.
This ghost.
Really?
Yeah. No, but the ghost is. What is a ghost? According to English terminology, ghost is a ghost. But according to Islamic knowledge, is no such a ghost. But what is a ghost? The ghost when the Almighty, the Creator, allow you to see scene of jinn.
Or angel?
Angel, you have to be a very high level. Wow. You have to be like Jesus, Moses, to see angel. You have to be really somebody. Not even like, but oh, no. You have to be really somebody. Mm. Believe it or not, you can be a very normal person and you can see. But you have to be a very devoted person. Mm. And people like that, they have to be in the jungle, in the desert. Mm. Why? They become so pious, so really devoted, they do not need any material life. At this moment only, now you show. And at this time only, He show you. Mm. Not in this lunatic life.
Yeah.
And even if you meet people from mountain and jungle, you find they have different quality at all. I remember in 1984, when I drive from here to Washington, to upstate New York, only 2.5 hours. By the time I reach 2.5 hours, I find out I was driving like a taxi driver. And all of a sudden, I do not need my horn. Everybody tell me, go. You know, nobody pushing. Not like New Jersey, not like Long Island. Let me teach you something quick. I studied. Do you know Long Island driver is the same? Chicago driver is the same. Boston driver is the same. Dallas and Houston is the same. Florida is the same. Let me give you a buzzer. But the people, even some of them, is a new immigrant. Do you know what is it? Habits. And habits develop, and all of a sudden when you live in the area, you will develop the same habit and you do not feel it.